I think it's fair to say that we all conceptually understand what hedging is. We all kind of have a basic understanding of the benefits that that hedging brings to the table. I think it's less clear for all of us how the mechanics of hedging work, the different type of products that are used, the different type of risks that are involved, and how the hedging transactions are actually documented. The paper and the materials that you have today walks through all of these different questions. Now, I will note the principles in the paper apply across the board. They also apply to end users of oil and gas. But the paper specifically is drafted to oil and gas producers. It's drafted for an oil and gas producer. It talks about the concerns that they're concerned about, the risks that they should be take note of. So I definitely direct you to the paper. As an oil and gas producer, they've got really, really good information in there. I'm going to cover a whole range of topics today. There's certainly a lot to cover with hedging. Hedging is not an easy topic, but one that we can certainly help you with. I've listed the different topics here that I want to go through. Happy to answer any questions after the conference, but I will move quickly through these slides and try to capture as much information as possible. Firstly, what is hedging and why hedge oil and gas production? From an oil and gas producer's perspective, the primary benefit of hedging oil and gas production is to manage price risk. And what I mean by that more specifically is the producer's exposure to declining oil and gas prices. Now, I'm not talking about speculating here. I'm actually talking about actively managing your hedging. I'm not talking about actively managing the producer's production based on actual production or expected production coming out of the ground. Let's talk about hedging transactions generally. Some type of different products, swap contracts, fixed price physical contracts, and futures contracts, for example, have the effect of locking in the effective price that the producer will receive for the portion of production that it's decided to hedge.